Hi, this is Kim Trombley, Vice President of Religious Life at Bethesda Lutheran Communities. And today I would like to share with you about Mary. It's one of my favorite stories to remember after Easter, and it's when Jesus appeared to Mary outside of his tomb. It reminds me to trust what the Lord says and to remember he knows my name and he knows your name, and that I can find him in my everyday, ordinary life. In John chapter 20, verses 11 through 13, it says, "But Mary stood out the tomb crying. As she cried, she bent over to look into the tomb. She saw two angels dressed in white. They were seated where Jesus' body had been. One of them was where Jesus' head had been laid. The other sat where his feet had been placed. They asked her, 'Woman, why are you crying?' 'They have taken my Lord away,' she said. 'I don't know where they have put him.' Mary went to the tomb to visit Jesus' body and prepare his body, since he was buried so quickly after he died. She was doing something that would be expected of anyone who was close to the person who had died. Even though Christ had told her what would happen to his body, her first thought was to doubt and to wonder what trick had been played on her and the other disciples. How often do we doubt, even though we know what our Lord has promised? How hard is it to fully trust him in the midst of an empty tomb or orders to stay safe at home for more time?" Now, we continue in the book of John. John chapter 20, verses 14 through 16. "Then she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize that it was Jesus. 'Woman,' he said, 'why are you crying? Who are you looking for?' She thought he was the gardener. So she said, 'Sir, did you carry him away? Tell me where you put him, then I will go and get him.' Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned toward him. Then she cried out in the Aramaic language, 'Rabboni.' Rabboni means teacher. Mary recognized him when he said her name. If we read John chapter 10, verse 3, it says, 'The sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. We know that when the shepherd calls his sheep, they listen.' Mary knew Jesus' voice, and she found peace and joy, where before she was filled with grief and anger. When you are confused or angry, do you see Jesus standing with you? Do you know that he is present with you, even if you cannot see him, like Mary did? He calls each of our names, just as he called Mary's, as she was going about something very ordinary. Sometimes his voice is very quiet, and sometimes he allows us to wait in order to hear him at the right moment, when he has our full attention. His voice can also come through our neighbors, who are giving us words of wisdom and pointing us to him. His voice can also be found in the Bible. This week, I encourage you to listen for God calling your name in your everyday, ordinary life. It may be a quiet voice, or it may come through words of wisdom and love from a neighbor pointing you to Jesus, or it could be when you open your Bible. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son to take away all our sins. Help us to hear his voice and heed his call when he calls each of our names. Be with us as we point others towards his unfailing and everlasting love. In Jesus we pray. Amen.